Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 5th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:30. I'm Brent Allen. Nice today before rain returns tomorrow. Currently, we are sitting at 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. After 50 years of having the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma, managed by the 4th District Agricultural Association, control is now in the hands of the city of Petaluma. City officials and staff gathered on Tuesday to remove the no public access sign at the front gate, signifying the change. The Ag District will continue to organize the yearly fair. Today, crab season on the north coast of California officially opens. Crabbing from the Sonoma-Mendocino County line north is allowed. However, from there south, all the way to Mexico is still off limits due to migrating whales. The next assessment for when our season could open will take place on January 11th. Authorities say Dylan Butler, a 17-year-old student, opened fire at a small-town Iowa high school, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
Thursday's shooting had students at Perry High School barricading themselves in offices and ducking into classrooms. Authorities say one of the wounded was a school administrator, and the suspect was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. 3 years after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, Washington's federal courthouse is flooded with trials and sentencings stemming from what has become the largest criminal investigation in American history. And the hunt for suspects is far from over. Authorities are still working to identify more than 80 people wanted for acts of violence at the Capitol. About 750 defendants have been sentenced, with almost two-thirds receiving some time behind bars. The University of California police took control of People's Park and secured the perimeter with walls of double-stacked shipping containers, despite efforts of dozens of protesters to stop the takeover in Berkeley. The university plans to build housing on a portion of the park, creating up to 125 apartments when complete. Protesters had occupied the space and refused to leave until they were removed by police. Britney Spears is shooting down rumors of a new album, vowing to never return to the music industry. However, at the same time, Spears noted in an Instagram post, she's still writing music, it's just for other people. Well, it's time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County, and we continue to look good. I don't have any stalls, accidents, or delays to report. There are some pockets of fog out there, though. Do look out for that. Our KZST News Time is now 6:33.
In this corner, a very electric but oh-so-grimy Nissan Leaf facing off against the new Splash Express car wash on Cleveland Avenue. As this mud-crusted pipsqueak enters the 120-foot wash tunnel, rainbow suds are coming at it from all directions. Oh, it's bubbles galore! That dust, dirt, and mud is going down. But the water lives to see another day. Always filtered and recycled, this is high-tech cleaning. Splash Express uses less water than a load of laundry. Four cars are cleaned at Splash Express with less water than washing just one vehicle at home. It's so clean, we water our plants with it.
Have your car cleaned at Splash Express in Cotati or any of our three Santa Rosa locations, including our brand new Splash on Cleveland Avenue next to Trader Joe's.
Where else can you find 3 minutes of sudsy, rinsy, shiny fun?
Splash Express.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
At Staples, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off a print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. Ends February 10th. See Staples.com for more. In sports, actor Adam Sandler got in a little pickup basketball game at Arizona's McHale Center before the 10th-ranked Arizona Wildcats played Colorado. Wearing a Hawaiian-style shirt and turquoise shorts, the comedian played a game of 3-on-3 for about 2 hours before Thursday's game. Arizona went on to win that game 97-50. The Warriors lost to Denver 130-127 on a three-pointer as time expired. They'll play the Pistons at home tonight. Your forecast: after some patchy fog, we go mostly sunny with low 60s today. Tonight, clear early, but we will see some increasing clouds overnight with 30s. Tomorrow, rain is likely, expecting about a quarter inch, highs in the low 50s. A cold, frosty start to Sunday, then sunny with low 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
Elvis Presley will perform in London. Thanks to artificial intelligence, the British company Layered Reality has created an augmented reality Elvis Evolution concert special that will launch in November. It features Presley's most famous performances, but also includes moments based on his personal photos and home movies. Elvis Evolution will travel to other cities, including Las Vegas, but those dates have not been announced yet. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Talon.
KZST. We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
County's KZST. Welcome and good morning. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, fantastic food fun with the one, the only, Heather Irwin. She's talking local trends and restaurants. She'll be here at 8:10. Also, I have more details about the hot event tomorrow in Cloverdale involving wine and music, plus how, if you choose, how to manage dry January without too much effort. All that and more coming up right here on KCST.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
I don't want none of your time. And
no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
He's still checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a can't be that. Don't show love.
Oh yes, son,
I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one.
No,
no, scrub. No,
no,
scrub. No, no,
no, scrub.
No, 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 no,
scrub.
No, no.
It is 6:43. Taking a look at your forecast, some sun and some clouds today. We'll see temperatures in the low 60s around wine country. And keep in mind, rain is back tomorrow. Right now, it's 46 degrees at KZST.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes. Me.
County's KZST. It is 6:50, 45 degrees. Look for partly sunny skies. Later today, temperatures heading into the low 60s. Happy Friday.
Here's the latest from Dr. Walter Tom at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery.
The demand for Botox and Dysport has been the highest in the 20-year history of our office.
Dr. Tom shares why Botox and Dysport continues to be their most requested treatments.
Botox and Dysport are the elixir of youth and one of the simplest treatments to help us age gracefully without anyone knowing. The key is treating patients individually and appropriately.
Dr. Tom and his team care about you.
Over the last 20 years, our highly trained staff pride themselves in achieving the best results possible for our patients.
Dr. Tom was voted the best cosmetic surgeon in the North Bay. Find out why. Make an appointment today for a free consultation.
Let's stay young together.
Visit his website at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services. And I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, It does make a difference who you call. Call Moore Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at moorehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. Moore Home Services.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Sonoma County's KZST. Happy Friday. I'm Debbie Abrams. Now a feature I call the Mismatch Minute. It is a hodgepodge, a jumble of interesting stories that may impact you. First, a small bat and a large edible mushroom have joined the grizzly bear and redwood tree as official symbols of the state of California. The gov signed into law naming the pallid bat as the official state bat and the golden chanterelle as the official state mushroom. Also, Three Kings Day, or Dia de los Reyes, is a growing tradition in Sonoma County commemorating the three wise men in Bethlehem. There's a big celebration in Mexico with a feast of the three kings. Local Mexican bakeries offer up the traditional cake, including Tia Maria Bakery in Roseland. Three Kings Day is tomorrow. And I will end the Mismatch Minute with belly dancing, where you can learn Egyptian and Arabic belly dance at the Healdsburg Community Center. Sessions run January through March. The first class starts Monday. It's called Belly Dancing Basics. Sonoma County's KZST. And for everyone who called up and asked if I would be part of the belly dancing class, no. The answer is, excuse me, hell no. News is next.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down.